Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin Davav. We're going to learn now about the sugya of Kusi. There are really two inyanim of Kusim. We're going to first discuss the gzeira they made on Kusim. This haste, we're going to assume that Kusim Ageri Emes, that Kusim had a din of a yid, and they made a gzeira to consider them a guy. And we'll discuss the sugya, which discusses the gzeira and other ha'aris about what's the pshat in the gzeira, and is it also lakula. And then afterwards, want to discuss the ikad din of kusim, if the gerei emes or gerei arayis, the machloikis in the gemara, what's the machloikis tullian, what are the tutsnadim, who do we paskim like, and other dinim and hilchis geiris that are mistayif from the sugya. So the Gemara about Kusim, it starts on towards the bottom of Daf Hayim and Beis. It says, Amar Avchanan, Amar Biakav Eridi, Amar Abshub, and Levi Mishum Bakapara, Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinai Nimna Ashkitas Kusi Ve'asrua. The Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin, they had a Gzeira, they were Nimnu. It means a Gzeira, that Be'etzim, the Mishnah says, Akal Sheikhtem, and the Amiram explained the Mishnah Filu Kusi. And that was an earlier thing. For Amil and Beis Dinai, they were Nimnu Ashkitas Kusi, they decided that it was Asr. And the Gemara discusses, does he mean by Ayman al-Gabav, does he mean not by Ayman al-Gabav, against the discussion. And finally, the Gemara says that even when it's Yisrael Ayman al-Gabav, they still were Geyser, they did not accept the Ashkitas Kusi, even if you know for sure he shechted properly with all the Ilcha Shkita, it's still Asr. And then the Gemara says, and this is on the Avavim and Aleph, Umaitama Gozu Burabanan. And here also you see clearly it's a Gzeira, Maitama Gozu Burabanan. And the Gemara brings the case of Rabbi Meir, that whole story with Shimon and Elazar, and the Gemara says, Amaitama? And the Gemara says, because the Musyena Matzalem Bereish Hagrizim, they found a form of a Yena in the Reish Hagrizim Sheyu Evdenaisa, that they were worshipping a Yena. That's the Gemara's Lashon and Avav. Ramei l'tamei, that he is chayish l'miyuta, and they were gozer rubu atamiyuta, and Ramei l'beis dina hold like Rabbi Meir. Now there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos Tamazay, who this Rabbi Gamliel was, that Rashi says, that Rabbi Gamliel was B'nai Shav Yudah Anasi. And that's how Rashi says he was after the Mishnah, because he was Rebbe's son. Rebbe was shining in the Mishnah that Shechitas Kusi was Mutter. And Rabbi Gamliel, who was his son, he was Geyser, that Shechitas Kusi was Aser. You see, there were three Rabbi Gamliels. Hillel's grandson, that was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Sheni, before the Churban, his name was Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. He's not the Stam Rabbi Gamliel that's in the Mishnayis, but he's in the Mishnayis several times, Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, Hillel's grandson. Now that Rabbi Gamliel, that Hillel's grandson, had a son, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was from Nairugi Malchus, who was also not the Stam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah. And this Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's son, Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken's grandson, was also named Rabbi Gamliel. He was sometimes referred to as Rabbi Gamliel the Avne. And he's the regular Rabbi Gamliel that's in the Mishnah all the time, Rabbi Gamliel the Avne, the son of the first Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was from the Sarurigi Malchus. And he was a chaver of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. He was the Nasi that they were maver him, and they put in Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, and then they reinstated him. That's Rabbi Gamliel the Avne, the Stam Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnais. And his son was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Stam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnais, whose son was Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi had a son, Rabbi Gamliel, also. And that is usually referred to as Rabbi Gamliel by Rebbe. And Rashi says that Rabbi Gamliel, he is coming off the Mishnah, says the Mishnah says Shechitas Kusi was Mutter, and Rabbi Gamliel, meaning Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, he's the one that was Nimna on the Shechitas Kusi and Asert. And that also explains that Rabbi Gamliel held like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir held it was Asa because he was Chayish Lemuta. And Rabbi Gamliel also held like Rabbi Meir, who was in a previous generation. Rabbi Meir was in the generation of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the father of Rebbe, Rabbi Gamliel Barevi's grandfather, that was the generation of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Gamliel held like him. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense that the Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavne, who was before Rabbi Meir, should hold like Rabbi Meir. That's Shittas Rashi. But Taisus and all the Rishayim argue, they say that no, the Stam Rabbi Gamliel in the Shas is Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne. If it meant Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Yehuda HaNasi, it would say Rabbi Gamliel by Rebbe. So this Rabbi Gamliel was actually a previous Rabbi Gamliel, and that was the first Gzeira against Kusim to say that the Shechit is Aser. And Taisus and the Ramban say that Rashi is very shver, because if Rabbi Gamliel already, if Rabbi Meir was already Gezer on Yayin Nesech, which is only Derabanan, so the Chara then should include Avada Shechita, which is Deraisa. If even the Gabi Dinim Derabanan were Machmet to consider him like a guy, even the Gabi Surim Derabanan like Yayin Nesech, so Kolshkein, the Gabi Dinim Deraisa, like Shechita. So how does that make sense? Elamai, it has to be Faked. Rabbi Gamliel, meaning Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne, the Dar, right after the Churban Habayis, was Geyser on the Kusim for Shechita, for their Isis, but he wasn't Geyser for their abundance. He was only Geyser for their Isis. And then Rabbi Meir, a generation or two later, from the Tamidi Rabbi Akiva, he was Geyser on the Shechita's Kusim, even for their abundance, even for Yayin. And there you'll have the problem that how could you say Rabbi Gamliel, who was earlier than Rabbi Meir, holds like Rabbi Meir? It means he holds like the Shittas Rabbi Meir. You find that sometimes. Rabbi Meir said, Mefurish Kashin Lemiuta. So it says Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Meir, even though Fakert, he was before Rabbi Meir. And the Rashbaz defends Rashi. He says that it could be Rabbi Meir happened to be talking about a case of Yayin. So he said, Yayin. It could be Rabbi Meir held that Eivet Avei Dezara, his Shechita is Kasher. Like the Gemara said before, if Anan Omer Shmuel held, and that's how it was only Geyser and Yayin, because Eivet Avei Dezara would have a problem with Yayin. And Rabbi Gamliel was discussing Lahed Yeshchita, not so shver. But according to the Rishayim, it happened in stages. Rabbi Gamliel was Geyser on their Isis, and Rabbi Meir was Geyser on their Abundance. And then the Gemara had another story, that Bitzuk by Yosef was Shadr Bavul, I see Chamer Bei Kusoi, and then the Sabbath told the Muskan Shemri Teira, and he told it to Rabbi Vo, and Rabbi Vo told it to Rabbi Amir Rabbi Asi, and it says, Lezozu Misham, et Shesom, Evdi Kechavim Gemurim. And the Gemara is the Kasha Lamai, Ila Shkita, the Yayin Esach, Mehosim Gozu Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Inu Gozu Vlai Kibu Minayim, Asi Rabbi Amir Rabbi Asi, Gozu Vlai Kibu Minayim. The original Tanoim, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Meir, were Gozu on Shkita and Yayin Esach, and no one was Mekabel. And Amaron, Rabbi Amin, Rabbi Asi, they were Geyser, and then they were Mekabel. And why were they Mekabel now? So Rashi says simply, not that Rabbi Amin, Rabbi Asi were greater than Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel, and they accepted their authority more than Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel. That wasn't the pshat. But in the Dar of Rabbi Meir, they didn't want to be Mekabel, because they were Regilim Behem. So Avela, the Kusim were their friends, they were their colleagues, they were part of the community, and it was difficult for them to accept Rabbi Meir's Gzeira, so that Rabbi Meir's Gzeira never became accepted. Mashenken, Rabbi Amin, Rabbi Asi, it was easier for them to accept the Gzeira. Now, the Rishayim ask Akasha, if that was the pshat, that it just became easy for them to accept the Gzeira, the Gemara says earlier that the pshat in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel was that the Chayish Lemiyuta. And we know that we Baskin and Gan Shas, a lot of times Rabbi Meir has a halacha that is Chayish Lemiyuta. And we don't pass like Rabbi Meir. We don't hold of the Shita of Chayish Lemiyuta. And we'll see it a little bit later on, a few blot from now. So since we don't Baskin like the Shita of Chayish Lemiyuta, what's the pshat that we hold that the Kusim are Asur? So the Rishayim say that what happened was that the Kusim got worse. In Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Meir's time was only a miyut. It was only a miyut, so he had to come on to the din of Chayish Lemiyuta to be geyser. Mashenke, by the time he got to Rabbi Amin Rabbi Asi, it already was rave, or half at least. And therefore, everyone's maskim to be geyser on the Kusim. That's the Ramban and the Rashba's Teretz. The Pnei Yeshua here, and Rabbi Kivega, it's printed later on the Afyad Aleph on the base, it's a tshuva in Chelek Beis. It's Eis Yud Beis in that tshuva. He writes, they both are mechavim to the same thing. They're bothered by this nusach. Rav Meir is chayin shlemiyuta. The Gemara says the lashon is chayin shlemiyuta v'gaza rubu atu miyuta. What do you mean he's gaza rubu atu miyuta? He's chayin shlemiyuta. So he's afraid that maybe he's from the miyut. What's the gaza rubu atu miyuta? So they say it's not the regular chayin shlemiyuta. At least this would answer Rashi that you have in Gan Shas. They're both the mechavim. They bring the sugya in the third parak of Avodah Zarah, where there was a problem of Avodah Zarah in certain places, but not in other places, and Ramea was geyser, the other places, out to the places where there was a problem, and the Gemara tells so also there was chayish lemuta for that. So here also in Hagrizim there was a demusyena, but what does that mean for the other kusim? Mavdafka, the other kusim were being over Avodah Zarah. Now, Meir was chayish already, he was gazer on all the kusim because of the miyut of kusim that were eved avodah zarah. But it's not the same thing as the chayish lemiuta that you have in other places where he's not going baster rav. It's a gzeira. The shaila is a milchus gzeira. Are you going to be gazer even when it's only a miyut? And the Gemara goes on. May Avicham Gemurin? What are you saying, Avicham Gemurin? What's the extra thing of Avicham Gemurin? Amr Nachem Yitzchak Levatel Rishus Velitei Rishus. That even Lagabe Bitul Rishus, that they don't have a din of Bitul Rishus, they have to rent out their Rishus like a guy. And the Rabban is Masbir, that this is a bigger chiddush, because the Gzeira, that a guy has to be Seicher, it's not enough Bitul Rishus, it's just a Gzeira, Shem Yilmu Mimaisav, just the Chumra, and even that, they were guys by Kusim. Now, there's a big discussion. When they made the Kusim like Gayim, was that even Lekula? Is that only Lechumra, that the Shchit is no good, the Yayin is no good, they have to, the Bitul Rishus doesn't work by an Erev, you have to be Seicher? The Gemara says the Lagabi things that are Lechumra. What about Lagabi Lekula? So it's interesting. Achreinim, Peskim, daily Achreinim talk about it, and a lot of them don't mention that the Shaila is already pretty mafurish in the Rishayim, like we'll see. So one place is a Mishnah in Nida, it's Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet, which says that the base of Tumish shall kusim and metamim ba'oil, because the kovim shamas and nefalim. So the places in the kusim they use that when they would have a nafal, they would be kovim there, so it's metamim ba'oil. So the Rambam says in Perish Mishnais there, that nowadays, a kusi that dies is not metame ba'il, because he's like a guy, and a guy is not metame ba'il. So, the Taisis Yantav asks a kasha on the Rambam, since we old kusim geri emesein, so why isn't a kusi metame ba'il? He's a Yisrael gomer. So he says, it's sarach leima, and an srile geri arayisein. That must be that we old geri arayisein. So, the Mefarshim, Eifanaret, the Taisis Chadashim, and others, they say that that can't be the Pshat in the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis, because the Rambam says, Idna, today they're like Goyim. Vaishas the Mol, they were not like Goyim, and today they're like Goyim. Vaishas the Rambam holds Geri Emesein. And the Emesein Mefurish in a lot of places in the Rambam, that the Rambam passes Geri Emesein, like we'll speak about it later in the Shir. But either way, Mineu Bey in that Rambam, and the Rambam says, Idna, they're not metame. Vaisis the Mishnah says they are metame, holds Geri Emes. And still the Rambam says that Idna they're not metame. Vaisis, even if they hold the Geri Emes, but still they're not metame. So, the Mefarshim there on the page of the Mishnayis with the Taisis Yantif, the Nemuke Agriv, and the Pirish Arash tribe, they say it's a riot to the Shach in Simakuf Nuntas. What does a Shach say in Simakuf Nuntas? The Shulchan Aruch in Simakuf Nuntas says that a kusi has a din of Yisrael Mumr legabe ribis. Yisrael Mumr, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to lend him beribis, he's not a chicha, but you're not allowed to borrow from him beribis. Because you're eva lif neiva, he's not allowed to lend you ribis. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simakuf Nuntas, a kusi has that same din as a Yisrael Mumr. You're allowed to lend him beribis, you're not allowed to borrow from him beribis. So the Shach says, why? It says that a kusi is like a Yisrael, is like a guy gomer. He's an Avicham gomer, so you'll add a bar from him beribis also. And he says he has a raya. It says that a kusi can't be an aid by a get. So, if a kusi is an aid by a get, that means it's not a good get. And Zok the Shach, L'chare the halacha is that if someone's Mekadosher, his Kedushin isn't good, but Tairis Vadai, because she's still married to the first one. And now that the first guy dies, someone gives his wife a get with Eidei Kusim on it, and then someone's Mekadosher, and then the first husband dies, she's allowed to get married. And if you're going to say it's only L'chumra that Kusim Agayim, so L'chayim should say she's a suffocatious ish. So the Shach clearly holds that even L'kula they have a din of Gayim. And L'chayim, this Pirish Mishnayis L'Rambam that says that they're not Matame Ba'il is a big raya to the Shach. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he has a sefer on Masechtas Kusim, a Pirish called Mitzarif and Mitar on the Brice of Masechtas Kusim, which is in the Masechtas Ketanos. So in the beginning of his Pirish on Masechtas Kusim, Halacha Aleph, it's Eis Dalid, he discusses this. And he says there's a few other Pirish Mishnayos the Rambams that are Mefurish, that it's even Lekula. In the fourth parak of Nida, where the Mishnah says, B'nais Kusim Nidas marry Sasan, that the B'nais Kusim have a din of a Nida, because they don't keep the Halachas Nida properly, so we assume that all their girls have a din of a Nida. And they're going to be Metameh. So the Pirish Mishnayis there says, that was then, but today, they're like Goyim, called the Ram, and then they're not Mekabel Tumah. So today, there won't be Metameh, they'll be din like a Goy. So you see, Vaita, that they're a din of a Goy, even the Kula, they don't have Tumas Nida. He also says the Pirish Mishnayis in Perik Hay and Demai Mishnah Tes, talks about Peris Kusim in the Mishnah, and the Pirish Mishnayis says, that since they have a din like a guy, the Rambam says, so today, if they would grow crops, just like by a guy, we say, yesh kinyan l'akam l'afkia mide chumus ha-maisris, that you don't take chumus ha-maisris from the pears that are grown by a guy. So who din a kus is din of a guy? So you see, as a din of a guy, even the kula, tapata from chumus ha-maisris. And in Kedushin also, in the fourth parak, he says that if a kusi decides he wants to be megayer, he wants to be a complete yid, even though Medina the Gemara there, the Kusim had a din like Mamzerim because they didn't keep Hilchas Arayis so well. So a din like Mamzerim, there was a Suffolk Mamzerim by Kusim. But today, if a Kusi decides to be Megayer, he doesn't have a din like a Mamzer because he's a guy, has a din of a guy. A guy can't be a Mamzer. A guy is Megayer. Doesn't matter who his parents are. He's allowed to marry a Yin. So who a din a Kusi? So you see from all these Pirish Mishnayis L'Rambam, that the Rambam held that a kusi has a din of a guy, even the kula. Which is like what the Shach said in Simon Kufnan Tess, that you could borrow from a kusi beribis. But interesting that the Shach didn't bring that in Mekar, like we're going to see the arm of Furish and Mekar is the other way also. But Lechari, the Shita Sarambam in Pirish Mishnayis in several places, is that a kusi has a din of a guy, even the kula. And Zog Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that's why the Rambam does not bring down Dine Kusim Bechlal in the Sefer Yachazaka. The Kamat doesn't bring down Dine Kusim at all. He brings some exceptions, but he explains them. And he says there are a number of times, at least in the older prints of the Rambam, that it said the word Kusi. And with his tremendous Bekiyas, he brings every single one of them. But he says they're all from the censor, because very often they didn't want the word guy there, so they substituted the word guy with the word kusi, but he really never wrote kusi bechlal in those places. Well, l'chayr, it's very shver. What's the pshat? L'chayr, the Gemara is pretty much mefurish that it's a gzeira. That means we hold kusim geri emes, like we'll explain, the Rambam Musa Paskin's kusim geri emes, and it's a gzeira. So how did they make a gzeira l'kula? What happened to the klal that Chachamim could be eiged of min atayra b'shev al tasa b'nat b'kum v'asei. So here, l'chayy being eiged of min atayra b'kum v'asei is saying you're allowed to eat their peiris, even though midayraisa, he's a yid. And so xer der abanan, he's a guy, and still he's allowed to eat their peiris, that's b'kum v'asei. Or let's say a kayin would be allowed to go into their places where they're buried, because they're not metami ba'oil, even though it's a he's being over become vasei, or somebody's metamabel kiditaris. How could exeir derabanan be used lekula to be eiked of minatayr become vasei? So Mitzal Renishberg, in a sefer which he called Pischei Nida, Anida, it's now called Chachmas Pitzal, it's a naf mevav mebei zanida. He says that this din that you can't be oikad davar b'kum vasei has an exception to it. When it's lemingdir milsa, even b'kum vasei you could do it. So mainly here it was very important. Kusum would be a very bad influence. It was very important to be perish, call yourself from them. So mainly you have a din that you could be oikad davar b'natay even b'kum vasei since it's lemingdir milsa. Tzvam is a little bit shver, because you could learn the Gemara in Yevamos, the Migda Milsa means only Lefishah. But that's what he says. You do find sometimes that Chazal, do have a kayach to be eked of in a tari b'kum v'asei. If I saw a meridik azach, a meridik a metziah, it was hard to, it's completely shalevim kaimai. There's a chsam seif and a gayis and a rechayim. It's in Simon Lamites. In Hilchis Ksivis Tfilin, with the, there's a discussion there that the Rishayim say that a meiser, if he writes tefillin, it's pasul of tefillin. Even a meiser, min, you have a lot of times a minim apikosim va meiserim that have a din like a guy. And the Beis Yosef was bothered, so he did a terrible aveir. He did an aveir of mesira. How does it turn him into a guy? How did he become a guy because he did the aveir of mesira? Even if you do the worst aveiris, you're not a guy. Can't become a guy. How did a meiser get a din of a guy? So the Chasam Sofer says, and he brings our Gemara here, Davav in Chulin, Leizaz Misham Hashasim, Ayvi Kachav Gemurim, and he says, Vaista is Klal Yisrael as it right to make someone a guy if that's what the Beis Din wants. He brings the Rambam that we spoke, the Rambam that says that the Kusim are Matam Ba'il and the Taisus Yantiv's Kasha, why not? They gave him MS. And he says, Vaistas, you could turn someone into a guy. And he brings at the end, the pasuk that the Gemara says, in Yevamos Peites, Lagabe Hefkebez and Hefker, that the Gemara says, that Komi Shaleba, B'Shleish Yom, Katsasas, Akenim, Yachim, Korachushai, V'Yubadu Mikala Goyla. As you said, whoever doesn't come in 3 days, all his possessions will be Hefker, Yachim, Korachushai. And that's the right, Hefkebez and Hefker. V'Huyubadu Mikala Goyla. So like the Pashas, the Pasuk sounds like, he's not going to be a Yid anymore. Vaistais, Zakhtar Chasam Sofer, Meredik a Chiddush, that Klal Yisrael can make someone else Yid, and that's what they did with the Kusim. But however you learn, that's how the Rambam Shita is, that even the Kula, they made them Ice Yidin, and thus state in the Shach Halacha Lamaisin, Simukuf Nantes, that you can borrow money Beribis from a Kusi, because he has din of a guy, even the Kula. Now, Chaim Kanievsky brings down, there is one place in the Rambam that he does bring the din of Kusim, in the Rambam in Hilchos Adarim, Perek Tes Halacha Chaf, that he says, if you know the Mishayv Seh Shabbos, the Aser be Yisrael Uba Kusim, if let's say someone is Nadar from people who keep Shabbos, he's Aser be Yisrael Uba Kusim, and if he's Nadar me Eil Yushalayim, he's Aser be Yisrael Umutu Bekusim, because he only wants people that there's a mitzvah to go to Yerushalayim, and the Gemara Nedarim there, the Gemara Nedarim is Laman Aleph and Aleph, that says that he wants two things, it's either he's Mechuyiv to do it, and it's either he actually does it. So Shaif Seh Shabbos, both Yisrael and Kusim are Mechuyiv in Shabbos, and they both keep Shabbos, so they're both Nichlal in Shaif Seh Shabbos, they'll both be Nichlal in his Neder. Mashenk in Eilu Yerushalayim, even though both Yisraelim and Kusim are Mechuyiv to be Eilu Yerushalayim, but only Yisraelim do, Kusim do not, so therefore they're not included in his early Yerushalayim. So the problem is, if the Rambam holds that Kusim do not have a din of a Yid, even Lekula, so why is he saying that they're Shaif Seh Shabbos? They don't have a din Lekula, so they're not Shaif Seh Shabbos. Akapanim, even if they keep Shabbos, but not Mitzvah. And you need both Mitzvah and Ayla, and Isa, in order to be Nichol in the Neder. So Zakhtar the Mi'imi in the Dharam asks his Kasha, and the Mi'imi says that the Rambam wrote an Agav Shitfei. And the Chinami, really, Kusim are like Goyim Gemurim, and if you know the Mishayv Seh Shabbos, you'll never know it from Kusim. They have a din of Goyim even the Kula, they're not Mitzvah in Shabbos, and the Mela, you'll let it have a know from them. Agav Shitfei, the Rambam wrote Kusim. Hashver Teretz in the Rambam. So if Chaim Kinevsky says that Mary the Keteritz from his father, the stipler. And he said that his father told him that even if they're a guy for everything, even the Kula, But legabe their personal chiyuvim, that much, they don't become a guy. It's like the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, in the fourth parak, and also Avodah Zarah, that Vezim and Beis, that it says that the Eivishter saw that the goyim were not keeping the Shev Mitzvah, and therefore he said that it's Mutter, Amad V'tiram. That's Amad Ro'a V'yater goyim. So the Gemara says, how could they become Mutter? Skuri Yisker, they're going to gain. They're going to gain from not keeping the Mitzvahs. So the Gemara says that they just don't get Schar. Then the Gemara says they don't get Schar Kim and Tzuvah V'yisa. That's the Gemara. So you see, even though we're taking away the Mitzvahs from them, but they can't gain from that, there's still be mechliv in the mitzvahs. So Zok the Stiple, even if you're going to say the kusim have a din like goyim, even the kula, but that's also going to gain anything. They're not metame ba'oil, they're not metame benida, you don't have to return them their aveda, you could borrow from them beribis. But they personally are going to be mitzvah on the Torah. So that's why they're still going to be called mitzvah ba'isa, they'll still be called shevsi shavis. But Reb Chaim Kavsky points out, the Meiri doesn't hold that way, because the Meiri asked the Kasha and the Rambam, that why did the Rambam say that Kusam or Shev Su Shabbos, that they became like Goyim Gemurim, and he says it's Agav Shitvei. Vices the Meiri held, they're like Goyim, even the Gabi, that they themselves are not Mitzuvah in Shusha Shabbos. I'm already a Chiddush in the Stipler. Reb Chaim Kavsky says his own teretz on the Rambam of Shev Su Shabbos, Ven Kamakam Laharich. I just brought in the thing to tell you the Stipler's Chiddush, that even if they're goyim, even the kula, but the stipler says, look, I mean, one thing is still the din of Yidin, that there's still mitzvah in the mitzvahs. But this is all the shittas of Rambam that holds that the kusim have a din of a goy, even the kula. But lemaisa, there come a makairis from other rishonim, and even from Piskei Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, clearly, that they do not have a din of a goy, the kula. The mashu we had just said before, the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridayah Simen Kufnen Tes, says Mefurish that you cannot borrow money from Kusim Beribis. Vice dice, they don't have a din of a Goy Lekula. You like to borrow from a Goy Beribis? So you see, they only have a din of Goy Lechumra. Now you also have other places. In Evin Ezer, first, in Shulchan Aruch and Evin Ezer, Simen Mem Dalid, it says Halacha of a Kusi is Mekadesh, you need a get. If a Goy is Mekadesh, you don't need a get. If a Kusi is Mekadesh, you need a get. So the Chalkas Mechaikik there, is mashmas a bezunder chumra by kedushin? He says even though they made them into goyim, but lagabi kedushin echmiru. Could be it's a bezunder thing. Mechshem chumra eishes ish. They didn't want to be matir without a get. But the goyin eifenot, the Bia Agra says, I know shadis kusim agere yemis. The kedushin is good kedushin. As exerid derabanan that they made them into goyim, but that wouldn't be matir in this eishes ish. And the mekarfit is din brought in the Torah in the Beis Yosef, it's the Bahag at the end of Hilchus Kedushin and the Itter in Hilchus Kedushin Mishayim the Ga'inim. So you see that the Bahag and Kama Ga'inim held that the Kedushin works. And Kipshutai the Pshat is because they only have a din L'chumra, not L'kula. Now it's also earlier in Evin Ezer, in Simon Dalin, the Gemara in Kedushin considers Kusi to be a Safik Mamzer. But that could only be if he's a yid. If he's a guy, he won't be considered a Safik Mamzer. And when he mentioned the Pirish Mishnayis in Kedushin, that says that today he's not a Safik Mamzer. But the Tur in Simon Dalet Paskin Zakusi is a Safik Mamzer. And the Mishayis says that the Tur of Isis holds that they only made him into a guy, Lechumra, not Lekula. And he says, Vechena Das Naita. So Lechaira, the Tur and the Bahag and the Ga'inim that the Itter brings and the Bala Itter, Sai Lagabe the din of Mamzer and Sai Lagabe din of Kedushin, Paskin that he does have a din of a Yid Lechumra. It's only Lekula that he has a din of a Goy. So it's interesting that the Shach doesn't bring down often Alach and Shulchan Aruch and Evin Ezer, which is from Mishainim, that if a Kusi is Mekadesh, his Kedushin is Kedushin. Maybe hell like the Chalk is Mechaikik, it's a Bezundere Chumra by Kedushin. The Tveris Lameisha there is already ma'ir that on the Shach in Yerudei Simakuf Nantes. The Chavis Das, who is interesting, does not bring down the Rishayna, doesn't bring down the Rambam or the Itter, he just discusses the Shach, and he says that Agamar Lechayr is Mukhrich, that it was only Lechumra. Because Rabbi Gamliel Asad Shchita, and Rabbi Meir Asad Yayin Esach, And then Rabbi Amin Rabbi Asi was like, Zozu Mishamat Sha'asa Evdik Echavim Gemurim. And the Gemara says, Lamai Hilchasa. And the Gemara says, Levatel Vishus, Lelito Vishus. That it doesn't help Bilto Vishus, you need Schirus. Chari, the Gemara should have said better. Avada, until they made them Evdik Echavim Gemurim, Avada was only Lechumim, so Shchita Fiyayin Esach. So the Gemara should have said that there's so many dinim that Goyim have. You could borrow from them Beribis. And they're not metame ba'oil, and the need is not metame v'chuli v'chuli. Elamai, it was only l'chumra, and the Gemara was saying that not only the gav shkita and yayin esach, and then like the Rishayim say, shkita includes dinim deraisa, yayin esach includes dinim derabanan, and lead to rishus, let's go rishus, like we said earlier, even a chumra of shem ilma mimaisav. But if the gayim, even l'kula, the Gemara should have said, what do you mean l'mai hilchasa, lead to rishus, levat to rishus? It's a gay, tremendous halachas that they have a dim like Goyim. Elamai, it's only a chumra. Hazayfek the chavis das, it's a chiyan on the Rambam. And now I want to speak about the ikid din of the machloikis originally, if the kusim were geri emes and geri or geri arayis. That is a tana that holds that the kusim were never eden, they're always Goyim kusim geri arayis hain. The Gemara brought this early in Av Gimel Amid Beis, where Abaye and Rava understood the Mishnah, Kol Shechtim, to be Mayim B'Kusim, and Rav Ashi, it says, didn't hold like them, because he holds Kusim Gevi Aroi Yisein. So Kusim, whenever you did. So what does it mean, Gevi Aroi Yis? So Rav Ashi says, in many places, in Kedushin Ayin Dalanim and Aleph, in Bava Kamal Amid Chesim Amid Beis, that it means Aroi Yis are lions, and it means they became Gerim because of the lions. Since lions were attacking them, that's why they became Gerim. The Psukim are Melachim, Perek Beis, Kapitel, Melachim Beis, Kapitel Yudzayin, starting from Pasuk of Dalet, when Sennacherib, the king of Ashur, exiled the Aseres HaShvatim, he brought in their place from Bavel and from Kusa and from other places and put in Ari Shemrein. They were from Kusa, some of them, and that's where they were called Kusim. And it says, when they originally were there, lo yoru es Hashem, and Hashem sent lions and killed them. So it says they sent a message to the king of Asher saying that the lions are killing us because we're not worshipping the god of the land. We gotta know how to worship the god of the land. So he sent one of the kayanim to teach them. And it says there, vayu yureim es Hashem, es Hashem ho yureim, es aleheim ho yuavdim, kemishmer agayim es shehiglu aysa misham. So it sounds like the Gerim was insincere. They were only Gerim because they wanted to get away from the lions, but really they continued being Eved Avei Dezar. So Taisus on Av Gimel Mebeis asks Akasha from the Gemara Yevamis. The Gemara Yevamis says, Gemara brings down a Brisa. Echad Ishin is Gaya L'Shem Isha, Echad Ishishin is Gaya L'Shem Ish, L'Chem Ishin is Gaya L'Shem Shulchan Malachim, L'Shem Avdei Shloimai. Ainim game, Divra Ibn Khemya, Sherim Nachemya, Aim Echa Gemi Aroyas, Vecha Gary Khaloima, Secha Gary Mankhav Esta, Ainim game. Achi is Gayr Bizmanaze. If someone's being Megayr, a woman being Megayr to marry a man, a Jewish man, or a Gayish man being Megayr to marry a Jewish woman, or they want a ministry position, whatever it is, they're not considered Gemi Ibn Khemya said. And he says that Gary Aroyas, Gayrim that are Gayrim because of the lines, are not considered Gayrim. And then the Gemara says at the end, Ha'ibmer Allah, Amr Avitzik B'Shmur, Marisim Shmei, the Rav, Halacha G'div Yerayim, Mekulam Gerim. That the Halacha is that they aren't Gerim, even if it's insincere. So Taiz asks the Kasha, so what's the Pshat in Geri Arayos? Even if their Geris is insincere, they only did it because they were scared of the lions, but the Evid, it's a good Geris. So what's the Pshat in the man, the Amr Geri Arayos? As a fact, Taiz. So Taiz answers, That's talking about where Lamaisa, you are makabel to be a yid. You are makabel the mitzvahs, but you did it for an insincere reason. Somebody becomes a ger, becomes a complete yid, but the reason why, the motivation is because he wants to marry a Jewish woman, or a woman wants to marry a Jewish man. But once they're becoming a ger, even though the motive was insincere, but they're agreeing to become a complete yid. Mashenge in the Kusim, it says there, as Hashem ha'yireim v'salehem ha'yu'ivdim. They continue being oivid ha'avay desara. So they never really became Gerim altogether. It wasn't only that it wasn't a complete Geris, it was just for an insincere motive. The whole Geris was insincere. The whole Geris wasn't real. They never were Mekabel to become Eden. They just said they were Mekabel in their hearts. They were never Mekabel to become Eden. So Frek Taisus, so what's Pshan in the Yom Geri Emesain? I, the Pasuk says clearly, as Hashem Yireim, but as Elohim Yoivnim, there never was a real Geris. So Taisus says, Kushuvnis Gairu Legamri. Avada, the Psukim, reported on a completely insincere Geris, a Geris not only did not have the proper motivation, but really wasn't a Geris altogether. They never really accepted on themselves the oil mitzvahs bechlal. So that even been the Evid is not a Geris. No, the man, the Amagari Emesain holds that eventually they decided to accept the oil mitzvahs completely. And that's what Taisus also says in Yevamis, on Afchav Dalet Amud Beis. Now the Rishenim in Kedushin on Af Ayin Dalet Amud Beis and Ayin Heim Nalf, the Ramban and the Ritva there, and also the Ritva in Yevamis, they really say a little bit the opposite, that the man the Omar Geri Emes holds that originally they were Nizgaya B'Leiv Sholem, and afterwards they were Chozru L'Surim. So the man the Omar Geri Arayis holds that the incident described in Malachim, the Geris that really wasn't sincere at all, happened. But Taisus is saying that initially happened, and they were Shuv Nizgaya L'Gamri. And the Ritva is saying the other way, that initially they were Nizgaya L'Gamri, but then they decided to become Gayim. And that's when they had that insincere Geiris, as Hashem HaYireim V'Slehem HaYuevdim. Now both Malchim are a little bit Shver. That Taisus says Shuv Nizgaya L'Gamri is a little Shver, because we don't have any reported incident. How did Chazal know? And when exactly did it happen that the Kusim decided to have another Geiris, and this time a sincere Geiris? The Ritva and the Ramban mention such a shita there in Kedushin, and they argue. They say, "Lo mitzinu l'kusim shenizgar l'achakach." They don't think there was another geiris of the kusim afterwards. Okay, that's so shver. Taisus holds the man the Yom Geiri Emes found out that there was another geiris, which wasn't recorded in the pasuk, which was the Emes of geiris. The lashon of the Taisus Rosh in Yevamis is that achakach chozru lemutav. He doesn't say shuv nizgayru legamri like Taisus says. He says achakach chozru lemutav. It's a stickel mashma that there was no kabbalas geiris. The fact that now they're sincere, it would work the original geiris if now they're being sincere. Now, a little bit shvei how that works. If the original geiris wasn't a good geiris, and now there was no maisa kabbalas geiris, there was no bezdin, a bissel shvei how that would work. I saw this, the Rabbi Aaron Yafin, Rashiv of Chevron being ma'ir this in his notes on the Ritva in Yevam Estaf of Dalet Amud Beis. So it could be that's why the Ritva and the Ramban wanted to say the other way, that the mandum of Geri Emes holds that there was an initial Geris before the whole thing happened. And once there was an initial Geris, so then the fact that they're insincere later wouldn't mess up the Geris. But both Lefi Taisus and Lefi the Ramban and the Ritva, they're both naming on, there's no machlekes and hilchas geiris between the man Yom Geri Emes and Geri Arayis. And everyone's maskim that if the motivation of the geiris was insincere, it would be a good geiris. And everyone's maskim, if there was never any real intention to become a yid altogether, it was just to show that's not a good geiris. And the machlekes is what happened with the kusim. Was the pshat like the pasuk seems to say that there was bechlal no intention to become a yid? And then it's not only that the motivation's insincere. There's bechlal no kabbalas mitzvahs. So that's not a geiris bechlal. But was the pshat? No. There was an emes intention to become a yid lefi the Ritva and the Ramban before. The pasuk describes there was seleim emaivdim lefi taisus and the taisa rush. Afterwards there was nizgayri legamri. But since Vinishvi, there was an emes of kabbalas mitzvahs, even though the motivation was because of the lions, then it was considered a good geiris. But the Aruch L'Nerin Yevamis is medayik in Rashi, that he doesn't hold that way. Because when Reb Nechemya said that Geri Arayis is not a good geiris, so Rashi says, you're going kusim. So Rav Nechemya says that the Kusim weren't considered a Geirus because they were Geiri Aroyos. And on the din of Geiri Aroyos, the Gemara fears Aris Halacha, Kedivri Aymekulam Geirim. So Kum Dais, it's come out Mefurish in Rashi that it was a Machlaikis and Ilchas Geirus. If the Geirus was done for Aroyos, because you're scared of lions, is that considered a Geirus or not? Rav Nechemya holds it's not. And that's the Kusim. Because according to the other Rishonim, it's not the Pshat the Kusim. The Kusim weren't Geirei Arayis. Because then there'll be no Pshat in the man the Omer Geirei Arayis saying. Because we passing it's good. The Kusim Achlal weren't Geirim. They were just pretending to be Geirim. But Rashi says the Kusim were Geirei Arayis. The type of Geirus that Mechemi says it's not good. Like an Ish that's Mizgaya Bishvil Isha or an Ish that's Mizgaya Bishvil Ish. And we passing it is good. So Zog Darach Laner, it's mashma that Rashi owes the Machloikis Geri Emes and Geri Arayis is a Machloikis and Hilchas Geirus. If the Geirus was Taka Geirus, but insincere, for the wrong motives, so then is it a good Geirus or not? Rav Nechemya holds it's not. And that's why the Kusim are Geri Arayis, that's why the Kusim are not considered Geirim. But we hold it is, and that's why the Kusim are considered Geirim. And the Emes is, the Ritva and the Ramban in their first teretz in Kedushin, that Vayadal, say this Mefurish, when they ask the Kasha, the Gemara there brings down that Rabbi Shmuel holds Kusim Geri Arayis saying, and they ask the Kasha, so what the Geri Arayis? The Gemara says, Halacha Kulam Geirim. So the first teretz is, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold the way, he holds a Reb Nechemya. And the second teretz was that he holds a Kusim are worse. It wasn't just an insincere motivation, it wasn't a Geiris Bechlal. But the first teretz is Mamish saying, this Vart, that the man of the Geri Arayis holds, that even if you accepted a full Geris, but you did it for the wrong motivation, it's not considered a Geris. That's Reb Nechemya and Yevamis. So there's a second Mahalach in the Sugyam, who Shainim have a Mahalach that both the man of the Geri Emes and Geri Arayis hold that an insincere motivation wouldn't pass all the Geris. The Shilohs, was there a real Geris altogether? And Rashi holds, no, it was a real Geirus for the wrong motive. And the Machloikis is that Pasul the Geirus? Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in the Masechtas Kusim, this is a nice Aleph, he says, a few Rashi's Miyushev Achreinim's Kasha, the Aruch Lener in Yevamis, and the Piskei Nida, the Chachas Bitzal in Nida, Daf Nevav and Beis, like we said, and the Prima Gadim in Simen Beis, and the Shach, Sif Seida, Sif Kan Chavdalid, that they want to know, why do we paskin Geri Emesain if Rav Ashi, who's a Basrum, holds Geri Arayis? L'chari, why should we pass like Rav Ashi to Geri Arayis? You see, in Eis Gimel, he's Marech about it. How do we paskin Geri Emes and Geri Arayis? He says that the Prima Gondim says that he's Mesupik. He didn't see anywhere with a Clarkite if we paskin this Geri Emes and Geri Arayis. And what's it in the Geil Alocha? If a Kusi Shechs, is it Asa Midereisa Miderabanan? If you hold Geri Arayis, then it's Nevela Midereisa. If you hold Geri Emes, and they were guys in them, so it's Nevela Miderabanan. So what's the Pshat? Is what's the Psak Halacha? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky Nais Gimel says it's Mefurish in many, many places, in the Rambam in a bunch of places. The Prima Gadim actually brings a little bit, but first of all, the Rambam says that a get with the 8 kusi is kosher, and then there were geyser, and then it's possible. But it's mash maklar that before the gzeira, a get with the 8 kusi is kosher. Vayis says the geyre emes. And the Raman that we mentioned about shev se Shabbos, if you hold kusim geyre reis, it wouldn't be called shev se Shabbos b'chlal. The Raman says, even la halacha, that when you know the mishev se Shabbos, you're also b'kusim. You could say like the Meiri that he said in Agav Shidfa, but Al Kopanim, it certainly would indicate that he held originally they were like Yidin and they were Geri Emes. And the Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchos Avos Tumas Halacha Yud, says Mefurish that the Kusim, the Shkitas Kusi, they were Nisrachik because they like Goyim. It's Mash Makloi that Kusim, Shkitas Kusi is Durabanan. And he says that all the Rishayim hold that way. The Rajba that the Beis Yosef brings in Yeridei Simen Beis, the Ramban here in Chulin Daf Hayamid Beis, and the Chedush Yeran. And also, like we quoted, the Bahag and the Sefer Itta B'Shem the Ga'inim that says that a Kusi Shekiddish Shechayshish for his Kedushin, and like we explained before, that even though they like Goyim, but L'chumra they like Yidin, So obviously that's like the man Liyama Geri Emes. So all the Rishenim paskin Geri Emes. The Rambam, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ran, the Balaitur, the Baag, the Gainim, and we don't have anyone that passes Geri Arayis. And the Shaila is, what do you mean? Ravashi El Geri Arayis, Ravashi is the Basra. So Lafi Rashi and the first Teretz of the Ramban and the Ridvan Kedushin that say that the Machloikis of Geri Emes and Geri Arayis is a Machloikis between Rav Nechemya and the Rabbanan in Yevamos Chav Dalanam and Beis. If you have a Geiris with an insincere motive, is that called a Geiris? So there it's clear, we paskin a first. Halacha, gedivri emek, kulam geirim. It's a stum in the Gemara that paskins halacha that way, and that would have had to show us that kusim a geiri emes. There come other turism to the kasha also, even like the other Rishainim. See, Bemisin, like Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, it's really a little bit shirai nevashi. There come a mishnayis that a mefurish hold that kusim a geiri emes. The Mishnah, that a get with the eight kusi is kosher. There's a mishnah that b'nais kusim nidus mary sasan. There's a mishnah that the kusim amatame ba'oil that we mentioned. These two mishnayis in nida. There's a mishnah in the mai that when you buy from the kusim you have to take meiser. There's so many stummy mishnayis that hold kusim geri emes. So let's talk a little bit shver nevashi. What would bother him to learn up a mishnah like the man the yom kusim geri emes? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky there says a few terutzim, why wouldn't shtim Reb Yudel Shitasi wouldn't shtim? He has a few terutzim. Al Kabanim, that's the halacha that kusim agere emes, that's how all the Rishayim paskin. Now in the Ikam Achloikis, Reb Nechemya and the Rabbanan there, in Yevamos, Reb Nechemya says that ageris is done l'shem ish, l'shem isha, l'shem shulcha malachal, l'shem avdei shloima is not ageris. And we paskin halacha divrei mekulam gerim. So like we said, l'chura, if they're not really mekabel the mitzvahs, then everyone's maskim is not a geiris, and that's how the Rishayim are learning the mandiyah mekusim geiri arayis, hein? And the shaila is if they are being mekabel the mitzvahs, but they're doing it for the wrong motive. So as you might learn, l'halacha, that we paskin kulam geirim, the pshat is that the motive doesn't make a difference. What's the difference what the motive is? L'maise v'inish vi, they agree to mekabel the Yiddishkeit completely, even if they're doing it not because they care about Yiddishkeit, they believe in Yiddishkeit, but they're doing it for an ulterior motive, it's also considered a geiris. But the Ritva and the Nemuki Yosef in Yevamos say a lashon that the Pshat and the Rabbanan is Kevin is geir v'kibul leim chazaku da'agav unsayu gomru v'kiblu avagav d'machmas ha'inesu geirisu alibi the Rabbanan. So Reb Chaim Eizer and Achi Ezer chelik gimel simin chavav is medayik that even the Rabbanan hold that an insincere geirus be'etzim is not a geirus because you don't really want to be a yid. You're just doing it for show. And that's why Ibn Nechemya holds it's no good. Now the Rabbanan hold that even though that's your motive, but haint that you're doing it agav and sayu gomav v'kiblum. So the machlekes Ibn Nechemya and the Rabbanan is not if the motive is no good, is that a chesaron in the geirus. The machlekes is, if the motive is no good, is that a raya, that the whole geiris, you don't really want to be it all together, you just want to get what you want, the ish, the isha, the avdei shloimeh, the shulchan malachim. Well, no, once it's there, and you're saying that you want it, so we assume you taka do want it. See, Reb Chaim Eizer there asks, and what's the problem? What do you say, dvarim shablei veinim dvarim? What's the difference what you thought in your heart? So Reb Chaim Eizer says, it's not stam like a chalois, like a kinyan or a kedushin, and you say, dvarim shablei veinim dvarim. The whole din geiris, the whole Kabbalah's mitzvahs, is a din in the lathe. So that's what Reb Nechemya is saying, that's not called the Kabbalah. You don't want the mitzvahs, you want the ish, or the ish, and have the shleimai. And the Rabban is saying, no. Hind that you're doing it for the ish, we assume that you mean it in Gansen. Agav and Tzayu Gomav Kiblu. But Lechay and Afkimina would be, and this is where Reb Chaim Eizer read Zeis, and the Dvar Avram wrote him also a Hasagis on the Tshuva. Dvar Avram is in Chela Gimel Simen Chavches. He wrote him also about it. That if you see later that they don't keep the mitzvahs, they don't end up doing the Yiddishkeit, that's a raya that the whole thing wasn't wrong. The whole reason the Rabbanan allow it, b'di'evid, is because we say, agav and sayag gom of the kiblu. So, a man wants to get married to a woman, he agrees to be a Jew, and a chinami is only doing it to get married to the woman. But once he's doing it, he says, all right, so I'll be Jewish. But let's say as soon as he gets married, he doesn't keep the Yiddishkeit. So it's a raya that he never wanted it. Now that means, as I said in the Gaius Mordechai, in Perek HaChelitz, that he wants to say, the Rishonim learned the Gemara, there's a machlokes tanam going on. Reb Nechemya says that a ish l'shem isha, ish l'shem ish, avdei melachim, avdei shleimai, geiri arayis, geiri chaloimais, is not a geiris. We bask in kulam geir, like the Rishonim read ice, the Ritvam. Right? There was a Kabbalah, the word tanam that argued, and we bask like the other tanam. But the Magais Mordechai and HaChelitz, he's bothered that we don't find a machlokes tanam. Reb Nechemya said it's not a geiris. And then we say, Allah Devarim Kulam Geirim. What's the pshat? How can we argue on a Tana? So the Gaius Mordechai says, they're not arguing. It depends what happens in the end. Reb Nechemya was saying it's not a Geirus if they don't keep the Yiddishkeit. And Allah Devarim Kulam Geirim means if they do keep the Yiddishkeit. And that's the, it's not a machlokes. It depends. So Reb Chaim Eiser, the way I understand it, Dvar Rama, be medayik from the Lashon of the Ritva, that even though the Ritva holds it is a machlekes of Nechemya and the Rabbanan, but the machlekes is, how do we teach it with Minastam? Someone's Megayel Hashem Ish, do we say that he doesn't mean it, or do we say he does mean it? But could be the Ritva's maskim if we find that later they didn't mean it, Avad there wouldn't be a Geiris. Now Nechemya holds it, even if he keeps the Yiddish guy, we still say he didn't mean it, because he only did it L'Shem Isha. And they run and say, no, as long as we see he's keeping it, so we know when he means it. Agav and Sayyid Gomer Makni. But if we take a see, he doesn't mean it. So then it wouldn't be a Geiris. And the Medayik that way, the Achiezer and Dvar Roman, Medayik that way in the Rambam. And the Meryosher, Chelik Al Simukovai Vav, also learns the Rambam that way. The Rambam is in Hilchas Yisruya Biya Perika Gimel Lachi Yid Zayin. The Rambam says like this, Ger Shaloi Bot Kuachrav. You didn't check a Gerit to see if he has a sincere motive. You didn't tell him the mitzvahs and the einshim. Right? That's the chari what he means, the Gemara of Allah Devar Mekula Geirim, even if he had an ulterior motive. And then it says, So Zagin Zayim, the chari state in Rambam, that if his geirus was for an insincere motive and he ended up not keeping the Yiddishkeit, so kumtais l'mafreya, we see that he never intended the geirus altogether. Memel, it's not a geirus. These are the gedolim learned the Rambam, and Emerson, that's the chayav v'shteit nagayus mordechai, that if you see that he didn't keep the Yiddishkeit, he's not a geir, only if he did, he's a geir. And even though the gayus mordechai was learning that way, to be Teshtim Reb Nechemya and the Rabbanan, that he passes like both, Reb Nechemya holds he's not a ger when he doesn't keep the Yiddishkeit, and the Rabbanan holds he is a ger when he does, but we're learning that even the Rishonim that learn that's a machlokes, but the Ritva says in Nusach, because the Rabbanan say that he have a chazaka, agav unzegam r'makni. But even he would hold that if you see that he didn't do it, he didn't keep it, Vaisai says that Sefer Chiechat Chilasei never meant it seriously. Could be he's also masking to that Chumrah. But Rabbi Yafin, Chavin Rosh Hashivan, is a guy on the Ritvan Yevamis. He's ma'ayr that the Rambam L'chayr says Mefurish not that way. L'chayr it's a shtickle shver. Abyssal Apella, that these three Gedalim, the Meryosha, the Dvar Avram, and Reb Chaim Eizer, all named on in the Rambam, that when the Rambam says Chayshin Loi Ashi Yisbaritz Et Kase, means that if he was Megayr, in an insincere way. So we see, if he agrees to stay a Yid, so then it's a good Geirus. And if not, then a Chiyach Sechet philosophy is not a good Geirus. The Rambam says, Mamash Vakert. The Rambam L'chayr is saying, Mefurish, that it's a good Geirus either way. This is the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, starts off, it's in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yadal. He starts off, Al-Yalal Deincha Sheshimshen HaMashiyas Yisrael HaShleim HaMelech Yisrael Shenikri Yedidya Nasu Nasham Anachris Begiyusan. Don't think that Shimshon, who's Mashiach Yisrael, a tzaddik, Shleimai, who's called Yedidya, married Goyisha women while they were Goyim. But the Pasuk says that they married Goyisha women. So what's the pshat? So he says, Sayyid Davakahu, this is the secret. The correct mitzvah is when a Geru Geirus comes, you ask them, why are you being Megayr? What's your motive? Is it because of money? Is it because of power? Is it because you're scared of something? Is it because you want to marry a Jewish woman or a Jewish man? And if you don't find any ulterior motive, you tell him, mitzvahs are very hard, the einish is very great, but lamaisa, if they agree to be a ger, they agree to the whole thing, you take them. And then the Rambam says like this, he says, that's why they didn't take ger and be made David and Shlomo. Because the Rambam's nusach is called a chayzim and a gayim mishul davar mehavaya oilam eina migeret tzedek. The David, it was because of the fear that they went, Shlomo is because of the malchus v'teva gedolam. And if you chayzim and a gayim mishul davar mehavaya eina migeret tzedek. V'afal b'kein, he said, there were many gayim that was gayim and davar Shlomo if they had yodis, and the bezna god was chayshish lahem, loy daichan oisam achashatavu, mikal makam, v'loy mekarvim oisam achatirach risam. They didn't push them away, but they didn't worry Makayim them. They wanted to see what happens. So the Gedolim are learning, and then they'll see. If they end up staying a year, they're in. But if not, they're a guy. That's how the Achrayim Lachayim are learning up in the Rambam that they were Chayshish Lam, Leidaychim, Leim Makayim, Shatira Achrisam, and when they see Achrisam, they'll see if they're a year or not. And then he says, and since Shlomo HaMelech was Megayir Noshim and married them, and Shimshon also is Megayir, and he says, they weren't chayzer, they weren't gayrim sincerely, they did it because of a reason, ulterior motive. The pasuk considered them as if they were gayis and they were b'yisurim. So he says, since it was insincere, and it was a chiyach seif matkilasan, the male of the pasuk considered them gayim. Then he says that halacha, that the gerish loy bot kuacharov, etc., then you wait, you see, chayshun loy shizbarit sit kasay. And the next words he says is like this, so afilu chazav avad avaydazara, harayu ki yisrael mishum mishikadashu kadushin, who mitzlaks avadasim, akshatav and asak yisrael, even if he went back to his avaydazara, he's like a yid, kadush of kadushin, you have to take him, you have to return his avayda, he's like a yisrael mumur. And that's why Shimshon and Shlomo kept their wives, even though it was Galus Eidon. So it's mafurish in the Rambam, that the Rambam is saying, that even if you have a ger which is insincere, that was Shimshon and Shlomo's wife, and even if Hachiach Seifon Al-Tchilasin, like the Rambam said earlier, and he's saying it now also, but they still have a din of yid, kedush of kedushin. Yimachuyiv laks of nas. Have a din of yisrael mumer. Navas. But the Torah considered them kilu. They were goyim. In other words, it was not the right thing for them to do this. So Ibezai, and this is the Rabbi Yaffin Steining, the chayshish and loyach is baritzit kasei in the Rambam, and the bezin that got a chayshin am leidechan aysam vleimakayven aysam shetira achrisam at the Rambam said earlier. The Chayre just meant, shouldn't you treat them as first-class Yidden? But the Geiris Lamaisa is Chal. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense that the Rambam is saying that Shlomo and Shimshon kept their wives. And the Chayre, this is the Pasha Taitcha the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch says the same words. That a Geir that was Megair insincerely, even if he was Chaz of Eivet of Eidazara, he's like Yisrael Mumma, Shekadush of Kedushin. And you don't say Seifa Chiyach HaTchilas like the Pasel the Geiris. So what the Rambam means, Seifa Chiyach HaTchilasei, what the Rambam means, Achit Zbaritzit Kasei, not that the Geiris Be'etzim is no good, but they're not like what the Rambam calls the Geirei Tzedek. They're the Kashim Geirim Yisrael Kesepachas that the Rambam fears eyes. The Chayri is tiny, very stark. The Rambam does sound that way. So maybe it'll be a Machlekes Yishayinim, and maybe Ladas the Rambam, there is the Inyan of Dvarim Shablei Veinim Dvarim, the Chathchilu and not Mekabel such Geirim, and even if people were makabel them, like he calls it, yeidus were makabel them, we don't want them really to mix with Klal Yisrael. But b'di'evad, the geiris is a good geiris. But like Rav Chaim Leizer of Rome, I'm medayik from the Ritva, that the only reason why an insincere geiris is good is he say, agav unse gamru makne, it will be mistarbit to say, like it's not a mefurish in the geiris Mordechai, that if you see the Sefer Chiyach HaTchilasin, they never really live like a yid, so mele, it wouldn't be a good geiris. But the Rambam's mashma that the geiris but the evidence chal, it's kedush of kedushin, yimchui of lachs of idasa, is like a Yisrael mumer. That's what's mashma, the Rambam. But lamais, like I told you, Chaim Eizer, the Zvaravram, the Meyesha, they all learn the Rambam most like the guy Yismael Chai, that if he ends up not keeping the mitzvahs, we see that it was never a gerus altogether.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.